Once again, the subjects have to undergo a series of tests to discover the effect of sensory deprivation on the central executive. These will be repeated at the end of the 2 days.
So I'll give you one letter and I want you to list as many words as possible that begin with that letter.
This is the verbal fluency test, which requires them to use memory and language.
Okay, so the first letter is F.
Fake.
Okay.
Fig. Fart.
And then the central executive's ability to switch to a different category is tested.
Next, I'd like you to list as many animals as possible in 1 minute.
A rat. A hamster. A rabbit.
Leopard. Puma.
They seem to be able to cope for now. But what will happen in 48 hours? Then the suggestibility test.
So what I'm going to do is read out a sort of short story to you.
This examines the central executive's ability to absorb new information and check it against that already stored in the memory.
Anna Thompson of South Croydon was on holiday in Spain when she was held up outside her hotel and robbed of her handbag, which contained...
The suggestibility test is looking at the extent to which people start to accept a different point of view and to come to believe that they have somehow made a mistake and they've changed their view.